God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
David looked at Bathsheba up on the porch, and Bathsheba wasn't doing nothing wrong. She was in a house, and she was bathing. So you don't bathe with clothes on. So she was bathing. She did not have to draw her curtains because it was her house. She didn't expect somebody to take a high position so they could look down on her. So she did nothing wrong. Well, she enticed him. That's what she did. No, he wasn't supposed to be there. He was supposed to be out in the field with his army, like any good king. But he was Pentecostal, and he tried to run the service from home. He stayed home to watch the service through live stream. So you better watch Bathsheba, because if you were here, you wouldn't see Bathsheba. You see Bishop. And after David did that, he never looked for another Bathsheba. David was never again up on a rooftop because he lost his son. The consequence was clear, and he never went back to it. Now, he did some other stuff along the way, but he never repeated them. That's why God said he's a man after my heart. He learns from his mistakes, and it draws him closer to me. See, the children of Israel had not learned. Every time they hit a difficult position, what did they do? We want to go back to Egypt. You ever notice how you run back in your relationships to the same type of man or woman and complain about them? And you start noticing there's a trend developing? They're the same kind of abusive people? Do you know what your adult life is? It is the representation of your childhood. And when you make decisions in your adult life, they are often connected to the absence of your childhood. What would make a grown woman call her husband or her lover daddy? What is a daddy? It is an intimate term for your biological father. It's an intimate term that children use because they're daddy. Paul uses that term with Jesus, with God. He says, because of the adoption, we cry Abba, which is a Hebrew rendering of daddy. It grieves me to keep hearing people call God, God, when they're born again. You've graduated from God. He's daddy now, or father. What would make a grown woman say daddy? I know you're sitting there saying, well, that's just a term of affection. And affection gives validity to what's in your soul and spirit. So you really don't want a husband or a man. You want a daddy because you never had one. Well, the one you had did not fulfill the daddy call. But a man turns around and says, mommy. That means cook, clean, so, because there's something kind of deranged to be intimate with mommy. It's kind of that Oedipus complex. In Greek mythology, Oedipus loved his mother, so he killed his father so he could have his mother. He probably started out mommy and then went to lover. And so we keep making the same mistakes. We get married 2, 3, 4 times. What are we looking for in marriage? All God meant was that the two of you should just decide you're going to live together and get along. God has never talked about passion, never talked about all this other stuff we bring to the table. Never mentioned it. God never said you had to be a Latin lover. God never said you had to conk your hair and do all the things that the world says you have to do. All God said was, husband, love your wife like Christ does, and wife, submit to the leadership of your husband, and everything will be fine. That's all he said. God ain't never talked about heating up oil in the microwave, putting mirrors on ceilings. God ain't never talked about none of that. Never. And so when we have one who isn't on our level of physical response, then we come up with phrases. Again, from the unconscious, we come up with phrases. I love them, but I'm not in love with. I call your attention to the great theologian, Tina Turner, when she asked the esoteric question, what's love got to do with? Why? Because again, we make relationship decisions from the soul, not from the logic of the mind. I love him. He's fine. He's sweet. And boy, he could kiss. We get married next month, but he don't have a job. That's okay. God will fix that. Really? Oh, man, she look good. I mean, she from down home. She's fine. But she can't cook. That's okay. We go out. Why? Soulish decisions. Watch. We make soulless decisions about God. I feel him. What happens when you don't? If you stay saved long enough, the day is coming when you won't feel him. You'll be like Job. I looked and couldn't find him. Oh, I love Job. He said, I looked and couldn't find him. He said, but that's okay. I know something. They said, what you know? He knows where I am. I may not be able to find him, but he knows exactly where I am. And he's with me while I'm going through it. What is he saying? He said, I'm going to do something new. Oh, saints of God, get yourselves ready. Get yourselves ready because a new thing's coming. Listen to this. He said, woo, glory. Verse 18, here it comes. Here's the command. Verse 18, Isaiah 43. Remember not the what? The verb here in the Hebrew is first person active. He is saying, you stop remembering your past. I can't do anything new if you holding on to your past. You don't know what they did to me. Forget about it. You don't know how they hurt me. Let it go. I am not saying there isn't a time of healing. There are stages. But reach forward. Don't keep holding on. That's why I don't go to the cemetery to see my parents. I haven't been since I put them in the hole. Don't need to go. They ain't there. People now, child, I go back to talk to mama. Standing at a graveside. Mama, do you know what them people doing? I'm telling you, that pulling up a chair. Mama, they don't treat me right in church. When you were here, you kept things in line. But now, Lord, since you gone, it's just horrible. What's she supposed to do? She up in heaven rejoicing. The angel says, you want to hear this, Moselle? She said, heck no. God will take care of him. I'm over here getting my praise on. Hey, Naomi, come on over here and dance with me. Don't remember your past. This verb here is strong. Although it's first person active, it's a strong verb. He's saying you must consciously stop remembering your past. You can't keep remembering where you've been and go someplace different. That's like the man, every time he goes someplace, he buys little stickers and he puts them on the back of his van. He's got so many stickers of where he's been, he can't see where he's going. What did Obama say when they elected him as president? People said, you don't have any experience. He said, experience is like taillights. He said, they don't show you where you're going. He said, you got to have a headlight view. And that's what God is saying. Stop looking back. Child, I remember how it was over in the annex building when we used to have church in the little sweet three. The spirit was there. Pastor ain't the same that we over in this big church. I wish we were back over there. Then go. The same God is here. He just got more room to be big. I wouldn't want to go back there for anything. It served its purpose. I can get more devils in here. See, y'all didn't hear me. You're sitting there going, how could he say that? Because the devil is drawn to the anointing. Whenever the devil messes with you, he's telling you you're anointed. He does not mess with anything that's not anointed. You didn't see Nebuchadnezzar talking about a devil. You didn't see Sennacherib talking about a devil. But everybody that belonged to God had a satanic battle. The battle means you are anointed. Don't remember your past. Look for your future. Look, remember, God did this then, but he's doing something new now. Yeah. I got that feeling. Saints of God, I got that feeling. You don't know what he's getting ready to do. Heal your body from cancer and diabetes too. Remember, not the former things. Come on out of that bondage. I do not believe that God brought you to 2017 and bringing you to the verge of 2018 and forsake you. After he brought you through 2000, 2001, 2002, so forth and so on. God wanted you to learn something in all those past years so that when you come to this Goliath, you can tell Goliath, I got a dead lion and a dead bear that tells me I'm gonna kill you. No weapon formed against me is gonna prosper. How do you know? Cause there's a whole trail of weapons where they tried to stop me and could not stop me. People tried to bring you down, but you're still standing. Tried to get you out your position, but God promoted you. They came and burned Ziklag until there was nothing left. And the people who walked with David, they wanted to kill him. David sat down and started encouraging himself. And after he had encouraged himself, he did not pray until he encouraged himself. Because you can't hear from God while you're feeling sorry for yourself. You got to get yourself in position to hear the answer.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12217P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit EricLambertMinistries.com. EricLambertMinistries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit EricLambertMinistries.com and add to your digital library today.